good news. We have enough residentially zoned land to build 417,000 homes, and the existing housing deficit is put at 235,000 units by the Housing Commission. The problem, much of this land is in the wrong place. An analysis by Goodbody Stockbrokers finds that only a third of this land is in the East and Midlands, where almost half of households are based. In the West and Northern region, with 18% of households, 40% of the available land is located. And having enough zoned and serviced land available in the right places is crucial if more ambitious housing targets are to be achieved. Dermot O'Leary is the Chief Economist with Goodbody. You're very welcome to studio, Dermot. Will you expand on this problem for us? Because it appears we have enough, we have plenty of zoned land, but it's in the wrong place.
Well, first of all, in terms of context setting here, we published a report earlier on in the year looking at the capacity of the construction industry, the house building industry specifically. And the feedback we got back from that is that operations cannot be expanded because builders do not have the raw material of land, and that's beyond the big two home builders. So we had to try and test that theory. So that's the first point. The second point, though, is the more important one. And we know that the Minister for Housing is looking at the housing targets at the moment through the process of the National Planning Framework. It's in review period at the moment. The targets are going to go up very, very significantly. 50,000 plus are in and around that per annum over the next number of years. And we don't really know, and this is the first really comprehensive report that's done it, of do we have enough land that's zoned and serviced in the right places across the country? And that's what we tried to do. What it shows is that there's about 8,000 hectares of zoned serviced land using data from the residential zone land tax maps. Okay. And that transfers into 417,000 units across the country. As you rightly say, it's skewed towards the northern and western region. And when you look into the detail of it, there's not enough land, particularly in the EMRA region, the Eastern and Midland Region Authority, and the southern region. If we don't get that right, it's going to be impossible to meet those higher housing targets.
All right. What is the window of time we have to get that right?
Well, that's a very important question. You mentioned the Housing Commission estimate of a 235,000 deficit. That's right now. That is the emergency right now, if you want to call it that. So we really need to start very quickly. What we do know from the past, though, is that this does take time. You have the National Planning Framework, which sets these overall national targets. Then it has to filter down all the way down through the system to the local authority area. It is the local authorities that should know this information, but from our research, we found it very, very difficult to get that information in the public domain in relation to what land is there, what shape is it in, is there services there, is it viable as a piece of land? So it's the quicker we do this, the better. There is some units that are permissioned out there that haven't been commenced, so there's low-hanging fruit there that could be built upon. But we need to get going really, really quickly if we're going to actually make an impact and make sure there's enough land for housing.
All right, let's stay with the low-hanging fruit there. And I know you have a number of recommendations to kickstart things. So what can kickstart that bank of land that we have ready to go?
I would say two things. One, in relation to there's a lot of talk recently about the residential zone land tax and whether that would be introduced or not. We think an appropriate RZLT should be introduced to penalise the hoarding of land, the unnecessary hoarding of land. There's arguments about farmland, there's arguments about viability, there's arguments about services. Some of those are legitimate arguments. That's the first point I'd make. The second point is there's some sites, particularly in Dublin and Dublin City in particular, around apartments that simply are not viable. So there will be have to be policies in place to actually incentivize certain high-rise or high-density units, particularly in apartments in the urban areas around the country.
Let me put maybe the naive question to you, which is, why don't we just rezone more land? Do we have it?
We do need to rezone more. We need to rezone more land, but we need to make sure as well that there's services attached with it and we have the infrastructure that's aligned with that particular land. There's no point in just zoning land and not having the schools, not having the services, not having the roads, not having the transport infrastructure. This has to be an all joined up thinking approach that's going to be applied.
Here's another possibility. Why don't we channel more of the industrial development that's coming to this country, to these areas you talk about, where we have the zoned residential land, to the west, to the northern areas of the country. Well, why has that never been tried?
Well, it has been tried. It's been tried for the last 30 years. But what we say in the report is that every region needs to be looked at on its own merits. If an international company wanted to come in and they wanted to locate in the eastern part of the country, for instance, we shouldn't be stopping them. So we should be looking at all of these regions on their own merits. There is a view that all of the development has taken place in Dublin and the surrounding areas over the last 30, 40 years. The evidence doesn't back that up. So I think we need to recognise that in the national planning framework and do not constrain growth in parts of the country to actually make other parts of the country grow.
All right, an interesting report. Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody. Thank you very much.